Hello. So, whoops, what did I do? On November 1st, 2013, acute long-term care healthcare facilities and laboratories began mandated CRE reporting to the Illinois Extensively Drug-Resistant Organism Registry. The Illinois Department of Public Health is dependent on CRE being identified by healthcare facilities based on local laboratory test results. However, laboratories may have limited capacity to accurately detect CRE. This project had the purpose of providing additional reference laboratory testing to local laboratories and to evaluate local laboratory capacity to identify CRE. So from December 13, 2014 to July 31, 2015, Illinois laboratories were asked to submit up to 5 CRE isolates to the Illinois Department of Public Health. Isolates were then forwarded to the Clinical Microbiology Laboratory at Rush University Medical Center for validation testing against the Illinois CRE surveillance definition's 3 criteria, which is either having a positive molecular test for the production of carbapenemase, having a positive phenotypic test for carbapenemase, or based off of antibiotic susceptibility test results, which is only applicable for Klebsiella species and E. coli organisms. At Rush, all isolates were evaluated with confirmation of identification and susceptibility via the MicroScan Walkaway 96 system, the modified Hodge test, the metallo-beta-lactamase E test, and quantitative PCR looking for the production of Klebsiella pneumonia carbapenemase, or KPC, and New Delhi metallo-beta-lactamase, or NDM. Isolates that were PCR negative for the production of KPC and NDM had additional PCR testing performed looking for OXA48, VIM, and IMP. So in total, 56 laboratories submitted 194 isolates, with 158 or 81% of those isolates fulfilling at least one of the CRE surveillance criteria based on testing performed at Rush. Of those 158 isolates, 140 or 89% met the susceptibility testing criteria. 157 of those 158 isolates that met criteria had a carbapenemase encoding gene. A vast majority of those isolates at 147 were KPC producers, 7 were NDM producers, and 3 were OXA48. So 36 isolates did not meet the CRE definition or CRE surveillance definition criteria. So reasons for isolates not meeting criteria included non-E. coli or Klebsiella being submitted based off of susceptibility results, non-Enterobacteriaceae being submitted, or specimens simply did not meet the surveillance criteria definition and had no evidence of having the ability to produce a carbapenemase. So overall, a majority of submitted isolates were correctly identified as CRE by the submitting laboratories. Interestingly, there were 3 OXA48 producing CRE isolates that were identified at Rush and not by the submitting laboratory and would have otherwise gone undetected as OXA48. For those Enterobacteriaceae isolates that did not meet any of the Illinois surveillance definition criteria, there are a few potential reasons for this discrepancy, including they may have lost the resistance mechanism before testing could be performed at Rush, the wrong organism was subcultured and submitted, or the local laboratory did not follow the submission criteria accurately. So this is a screenshot of the submission page on the XDR registry that's used by facilities when reporting CRE. To ensure high quality of mandatory CRE reporting, the XDR registry includes decision support at the time of submission to avoid basic errors, such as reporting non-Enterobacteriaceae or misapplying antibiotic criteria to non-E. coli or Klebsiella organisms. So, for example, you have to pick an organism you can't free text in, which prevents people from submitting non-Enterobacteriaceae. And then based off the organism selected, specific XDR submission criteria can be selected. Such as a mechanism of resistance can only be selected for organisms that actually had molecular testing performed, which was kind of a problem because there were people that would report Klebsiella pneumoniae and then automatically assume that it was a KPC producer without actually having performed any sort of PCR testing. So what's next? There is an additional validation study that's currently underway that started on January 1st of this year. And will extend through July 31st, and this will help IDPH continue to confirm and characterize CRE reported isolates. And similarly to the validation study discussed in this presentation, labs are asked to present 5 specimens. And the current lab validation study underway will help supplement the knowledge gained from last year's study and will help to enhance the understanding of the epidemiology of CRE across the state, further understand local laboratories' capacity to identify CRE, and inform efforts to improve the detection and containment of CRE in Illinois. And then just acknowledgments to Rush University, IDPH, and all submitting laboratories. Thanks.